She's practically perfect in every way. Obviously, we are talking about Mary Poppins, the airborne, umbrella-wielding, supercalifragilistic nanny who has sung her way into the hearts of several generations. Now Disney is bringing her back in Mary Poppins Returns. Is it all spit-spot? We asked critic Bob Mondello.
It's decades later, but Cherry Tree Lane still looks picture perfect. Chimney Sweep Bert is off on his travels, but happily, Lamplighter Jack is on hand to provide an American version of a Cockney accent and introduce some new kite-flying children to the nanny who floats down from the clouds, umbrella held aloft, and not a hair out of place. Jack's played by a Chim Chim Cheery Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Mary Poppins by a perfectly prim and proper Emily Blunt.
You need to be more careful when the wind rises, George. You nearly lost your kite. And you too nearly lost your Georgie. He might have got away completely had I not been holding on to the other end of that string. My goodness, Annabelle, what have you done to your clothes? You could grow a garden in that much soil. And John, yes, just as filthy.
How do you know our names?
Because she's Mary Poppins, of course.
Georgie can hardly wait to get home to tell his dad and Aunt Jane that he was flying a kite and it got caught in a nanny. And they seem just as surprised as he.
Mary Poppins.
Close your mouth, please, Michael. We are still not a codfish.
You turn on an old joke.
Jane Banks. Still rather inclined to giggle, I see.
Traipsing down memory lane as much as Cherry Tree Lane.
Good heavens. It really is you. You seem hardly to have aged at all.
And the idea here is that we haven't aged either. I mean, we have, of course, but Mary Poppins Returns is built on the notion that if enough care is taken, the joys that brightened our childhood can be rekindled. And care has definitely been taken. The movie recreates, almost beat for beat, the moments that enchanted audiences the first time. When Mary Poppins wants kids to do something they regard as a chore, instead of a spoonful of sugar, she uses a bathtub full of suds, plus a dolphin.
No, not yet.
But having fun is still the point.
Some people like to splash and play. Can you imagine that? And take a seaside holiday. Can you imagine that? Too much glee leaves rings around the brain. Take that joy and send it down the drain.
Song for song, the new film follows the first film's pattern. There's an expialidocious tongue twister with animated characters.
Dilly dynamical, simply ceramical, Royal Dalton Ball.
A step in time Cockney dance number.
You trip a little like fantastic.
A song that sends a secondary character to the ceiling, and another that achieves uplift not by flying a kite, but by flying balloons.
I feel like that boy with a shiny new toy, and there's nowhere to go but up.
The tunes are bouncy, the cast hard-working, and if Emily Blunt hasn't got the crystalline high notes Julie Andrews did, she has a winking way with dialogue that's decent compensation. Lin-Manuel Miranda is a gift. There are fun cameos by stars I'll not name, so you can discover them yourself. And director Rob Marshall has done a better job of reproducing the rhythms, textures, and feel of the original than I'd have dreamed possible.
Everything is possible, even the impossible.
Point taken. Marshall's managed an impressive job of mimicry, sort of like someone staging the touring company of a Broadway show, which I'll bet is already in the works for this one. Given that Disney has lately seemed hell-bent on raiding its library to do far more prosaic things, like that digitally overblown live version of Beauty and the Beast, I have to say I prefer this approach, a sequel that at least goes to the trouble of singing new songs while doing precisely what the original did. Better still would be something that matched the surprise of the original, but that's a tall order when you're making Mary Poppins Returns.
I thought we'd never see you again.
It is wonderful to see you.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
It's a little alarming to recall that P.L. Travers wrote 8 Mary Poppins books when you consider how much Disney loves franchises. One return is charming, especially in an age when charm is in short supply. More returns? Well, in the spirit of the holidays, let's agree to worry about diminishing returns after we've tripped a little light fantastic. I'm Bob Mondello.